This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chad in D.C.
Usually I'm alone in my campaign against the world, Scotty, but I'd like you to be my tiny Zeus Lester. If that's
hey, what's
my
going on? It's of. Chad Dukes versus the world.
Just driving home, enjoying your show, my friend. But I take umbrage with what you're saying. You were calling into question why anyone would go see the Giants play the Jets in the Meadowlands. Why would anyone go see the Jets play the Washington Redskins in FedEx Field in 2 weeks? Who would go pay to see that?
Right, like they're playing, and they had the best thing about the Redskins is they're not playing this week. That's the best thing about their season. They're not playing. I saw a story the other day, like Haskins, they've at least, they're like, yeah, we're excited because they're going to let him play the rest of the season. I'm like, that's nothing to be excited about because he stinks still.
You know, they're not letting him play this week, and they're still putting Trent Williams on some sort of nebulous injury exception where they're trying to screw him out of his money and the year accrued. So they still are generating bad headlines, even though they're not playing bad football this week.
What are you doing? I saw you're having some huge event or some concert or some charity. You're doing some big thing this weekend. What's that about?
That is very kind of you to even notice that, Scotty. I appreciate that. The Chad Dukes Veterans Day Jamboree is Saturday at the Tally-Ho Theater in Leesburg. We're raising a bunch of money for Stop Soldier Suicide, which is a charity I work really close with. It's not a fun charity. It's not, you know, there's not a lot of cute colors involved. It's just a really grimy thing that we need to do better at, and all the proceeds go towards Stop Soldier Suicide. So people can go to tallyhotheater.com or Chad Dukes Veterans Day Jamboree on Instagram if they want details. Thank you for noticing that.
And what are they? Is it like a concert or something?
Yeah, I brought in three bands I really like out of building. Really cool, some Game Used Capital stuff, Game Used National stuff for a silent auction. So it's a fun event. It's the third time I've done it. Everybody seems to really enjoy themselves, and it's for a really great cause, so I'm looking forward to it.
How about the Nationals winning that World Series? What a hell of a job. To win those two games in Houston was absolutely, I mean, popping champagne. I mean, that was crazy.
Unbelievable. And nobody won a home game. I mean, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how you lose. Scotty, they lose three games in a row at home in front of people that are paying $2,000 a ticket, and there was a full-on revolt. And they go to Houston, cool as a cucumber, win both of those games. Somehow Victor Robles doesn't win the Gold Glove, even though statistically he's the, you know, he absolutely was far and away a gentleman that should do that. Anthony Rendon's got no chance to win the MVP. You're not going to get a Cy Young from Max Scherzer. Davey Martinez is not in the top three as far as manager of the year, and I think they're all sleeping beautifully, even though because of all of that, in the way that they beat the Astros, who are clearly the best team in baseball. So it'll be interesting to see. They got to try to keep Strasburg. They got to try to keep Howie Kendrick. They got to try to keep Anthony Rendon, Ryan Zimmerman. I mean, go down the list. So many of these guys are going to be available. I think they have one infielder under contract right now, but we had two parades in 3 years in Washington, D.C., and you know how rare that is.
I got to tell you, do you remember when Davey Martinez snapped at the umpire? And I honestly, I seriously thought one or two things was going to happen. I thought he was either going to punch him in the mouth, because that's how mad he was. I thought he was going to punch him. Or I legitimately thought he was going to drop dead of a heart attack, because he just had one. Like, I thought the guy was going to drop dead.
Yeah, it stunk to have to go through that. And that's, I don't know if you ever talked to him. He is the most mild-mannered, friendly guy in the world. And he flicked that switch at the perfect time and then said, hey, you guys saved my life by winning the World Series. He's like Vince McMahon in that, where he used his own health concerns to motivate his troops, and it was unbelievable, man. And I don't know. He was about to be run out of town. They started, you heard the same numbers that I did, 19-31 at the beginning of the season. They roared back. It's all because of him. They had no bullpen whatsoever. He manipulates the starting rotation beautifully through a 5-game series and 2 7-game series. There's nothing more you can say about that guy. Unbelievable job by him.
How about a big win for the Capitals tonight, 5-4 in Florida on the road. I don't even know if that was an overtime game. I think it was. But let me ask you, because they have legitimately, I think they have the most points in the NHL. I know the Islanders have been the hottest team. They lost tonight. But the Capitals have the best record and most points in the NHL. Do you think the Capitals are back to being the Stanley Cup champs they were?
Yeah, I do. I have John Carlson under, you know, he comes on my show every week, and he was leading the league in points. I mean, I don't know where that comes from. And Alexander Ovechkin, he's going to have another 50 goals this season. Jacob Verana is exploding right now. I mean, they just score everywhere, and they don't lose, and they can beat you in overtime. They can beat you in regulation, and their offense is absolutely undeniable, and they're cool, and they're calm and collected. And they don't – I mean, they just have the Nationals in the building at the Verizon Center, whatever they call it now, the Capital One Center, MCI Center, pouring beer down in the fans' mouths and riding around with Zamboni shirtless. Like, the synergy between the baseball team and the hockey team, I don't know, Scotty. We live in an analytics age, and everybody wants to tell me that none of that means anything, and it's all about math, and you put this guy there and this guy there because percentage-wise it makes sense. All I know is that these two teams are humping each other and making love out there in front of a bunch of squares in Washington, D.C., and it seems to lead to a bunch of wins and parades every other year.
Listen,
sign me up for a buttload of that.
I mean, listen, it's a great sports town, and they've been winning all kinds of championships. I don't care what anybody says. You win the Stanley Cup, you win the World Series. D.C. is rocking hardcore right now, and there's nothing to, you know, people can cry about the Redskins and Wizards all they want. Screw them. The other two teams are winning. You take what you can get. Chad, I love you. Great stuff. Have a great event this weekend with your charity for the suicides and soldiers. I love it. It's good stuff. I'm proud of you. Keep rocking it. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Thank you, Scotty. Enjoying the show, listening tonight. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
My man, I love that guy, Chad Dukes. He's a badass. Does a great show on The Fan in D.C. He's hugely popular there and on the bench here on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.